couple of weeks ago, I talked to Steve Sefcik from Lorain County Community College, and I said, hey, Steve, is there any chance we can get Dr. Roy Church on the program on the morning show before he's off to retirement? Steve said, I'll get back to you. And he did. And he said, how would you like to have Dr. Church and the incoming president, Dr. Marsha Ballinger, in the studio? And I said, hey, I thought two things. Number one, Steve, you're the man. And secondly, what a great opportunity. They are both here today. Thank you so much for being part of our program.
We are delighted. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, who was up late last night watching the Cavaliers?
Yeah,
we both were, absolutely. What a great game.
Yeah.
Great for Northeast Ohio.
Doesn't feel any better on a Monday morning.
I know, there's a whole lot of energy, isn't there?
There's a lot of energy, a positive spirit.
Yeah. You know, Dr. Church, you brought a lot of energy to the college as well. Marsha, I'm sure you hope to continue that energy and put your own spin on things. But if we could, Dr. Church, what was it, 30-some years ago?
30 years ago.
What was it that made you decide, I'm coming to Elyria?
It was the culture in Lorain County. We had two small children, and we were looking for a great place for them to grow up. And as we assessed Lorain County and Elyria, we thought, you know, this could be the ideal place. And it's really proven to be that over the 30 years. And now we have two young people, I consider them young, in their 30s, that are clearly Lorain Countyans. So it all worked.
And Marsha, how about the same for you? You came here back 25 years ago?
25 years ago. In fact, Craig, you and I came to Lorain County at the same time when you were coming to WEOL and I was coming to Lorain County Community College. I cut my teeth on community colleges, having had the opportunity first in Cleveland and then the extraordinary opportunity to come to Lorain County. And from the moment I stepped foot here, it was home. It felt like home, and I have been proud to be part of Lorain County Community College and this community for that time.
And when you started here back in 91, your focus was on marketing at the time?
It was. I started out in marketing and media relations. In fact, that's how I had the opportunity to work with you in the past, Craig, and your wonderful colleagues here at WEOL. And from that, I transitioned to our vice president of strategic and institutional development, and then the provost and vice president for academic and learner services. And along the way, became that lifelong learner as part of my journey, and had the wonderful opportunity to enroll through our university partnership and Kent State University for my MBA, and then furthered my education after that. But the extraordinary opportunity that I've had has been to be mentored by Dr. Church, who I have had the opportunity to work for throughout those 25 years.
Let's talk a little bit about that transition from marketing to those other positions. Dr. Church, I assume you were part of that process, correct?
Absolutely.
And what did you see in Marsha that made you think this person with this terrific marketing background can also transition over here?
Well, before I answer that, I have to tell you that one of the perceptions that I was confronted with when I came to Lorain County was that Lorain County Community College was the best-kept secret in the county, and that we had to do a whole variety of things to bring the college to the community. And when we had the opportunity to steal Marsha Ballinger from Cuyahoga Community College, we jumped at it because she had experience, she had background, she had corporate experience as well as higher education experience, and she knew how to communicate to a wide range of folks. And that's what we needed. And so we started doing a more comprehensive job of communicating. And then because we did that, we listened to the community and learned from them what was needed to bring this college to the. So Marsha has really been involved with that process from the very beginning, listening, learning, putting programs in place, responding, and helping people raise themselves up. And consequently, we've made a lot of progress in her 25 years, and I consider it my 30 years as well.
And the college, of course, has changed a lot. Mm-hmm. It has evolved over time. When you look back at it, what do you see as some of the significant benchmarks?
Well, you know, one of the most significant benchmarks is the way that we do what we call directional planning, strategic planning. We really took a chapter out of that marketing notion of listening to the customers and then trying to derive direction from our best understanding of what the needs and the aspirations are of those we serve. So we've ended up doing a whole set of strategic development initiatives because of that process. University Partnership Program would be one of those examples. We discovered in the 90 census that our county had the highest level, the highest percentage of adults with associate degrees of any of the counties in Northern Ohio. But we were dead last in bachelor's degrees, dead last by more in master's degrees. So part of our response was to say, how could we use the community college as a host to enable those bachelor's degree programs to come to Lorain County and look at the success it's been?
How did that university partnership come about? Because if I'm one of those other universities, you know, whether it's Bowling Green or the University of Toledo, I might be thinking, you know, maybe those students ought to come here and not go to Lorain County Community College.
We had a public service institute that did a lot of local research. And so we were able to demonstrate to the universities that we could provide them with a market that they would not otherwise have. We were serving place-bound adults primarily that had jobs and families and were living in our community and couldn't pick up and go to Toledo or go to Kent State. But if those programs were brought here and were accessible and affordable, then people could take advantage of that. And so we sold it as a win-win proposition.
I think one of the partnerships that's worked out really well for you, correct me if I'm mistaken, mm-hmm. but the University of Akron mm-hmm. with then-President Luis Provenza.
Yeah.
You seem to have a really good relationship with him.
Well, Luis Provenza had that higher education attitude that these institutions could be more than just access to higher education institutions. They could be institutions that could help communities evolve and change. And that fit our spirit very well. You know, that's kind of who we are. And so we developed a lot of programs with them in a way that were very constructive. So Akron was one of our first university partnerships, and we developed an innovation alliance with them. They helped us with the innovation fund. They really helped us in a lot of different ways.
Some weeks ago, I attended your, I guess the College Foundation put it on, sort of like a big farewell bash for you.
Oh, my gracious. Oh, my.
Now, it was kind of like a Hollywood production.
Oh, my. Way beyond me.
Did you anticipate anything like that?
No. In fact, I had said, you know, I'm not much for that kind of limelight focused on me. And I said, I don't want a party. I don't want a big event. And but, you know, they put it in a context that focused on the future, and that got me, because I've always been all about the future, and I've also been about trying to understand what are dynamic fundamental changes. And so when they said they could bring Michael Porter to Lorain County to share a perception of the next revolution, I said, count me in.
And that's what I wanted to ask Marcia about, specifically about Harvard economics professor Michael Porter. He talked about, as terrific as the college now is, mm-hmm. it can't remain the same.
That's right.
It's got to evolve. Right. Where's it going?
How do we continue to reinvent ourselves for the future? You know, our Vision 2020, I think Craig provides us really with that forward strategic vision based upon all of the community planning that we've had. But what's going to be important is for us not only to keep a pulse on where we currently are, but to look at what are the evolving trends that are impacting higher education. I had the opportunity recently, for example, as you and I were talking earlier, to look at how communities are reimagining themselves. And so I think that notion of reimagining, you know, when community colleges were created back in the 60s, and we had the fortune that the League of Women Voters in Lorain County really spearheaded the effort for our institution to be the first community college chartered in the state of Ohio. And so I think it's important to continue to have that can-do attitude and spirit, and to look at what those evolving trends are, and to think about how we can empower a thriving community, which is really the basis for our vision at Lorain County Community College. So my plan as the incoming president is to not only build upon the wonderful initiatives that we have, but to truly take Vision 2020 and take that to scale and continue on that trajectory that we've had. But keeping our eye on the future through some of the leaders like Michael Porter, who can really challenge us to look at what are the evolving technologies? What are the evolving trends in higher education? How do learners learn today? You know, one of the evolutions that we have also seen has been with our students who are enrolled in K-12 and understanding where they are, how they're coming to us, how we partner in greater ways to assure that when students are graduating from high school, they are also graduating with associate's degrees. And an evolution from our university partnership is now the implementation of the My University that gives high school students the opportunity to begin when they're in high school and to earn a bachelor's degree by age 20 at 80% less cost. And I think those are the kind of trends, opportunities, and momentum that we can build upon that Vision 2020 has really laid the groundwork for.
You know, the irony of what I found when I came to Lorain County was there was a perception that Northeast Ohio was a risk-averse region. And I thought, you know, that's really kind of strange because of what Marcia just described. I mean, here was a county that was taking big risks really throughout its history. I mean, coming out of the 50s into the 60s, coming up with this notion of a two-year college that could give people opportunities in their local community, that was unheard of. So they developed this. They took a big risk. They put together three farms to provide a campus for this college that eventually could serve this whole kind of, just imagine that. That's leadership. And that kind of risk-taking has been happening over the entire period that I've been here, and I anticipate that's what's got to happen for the next 30 years going forward.
We're talking today with Dr. Roy Church and Dr. Marcia Ballinger of Lorain County Community College. And Dr. Church, your time is winding down. So how will you wind up time? What's next?
Oh, well, we have a very long list, my wife and I, of things that we want to do. And some things, you know, as you are in these kind of very busy positions, you don't have time to do. So we're going to work on those kinds of things. We came here from the state of Florida. And so we still have sand in our shoes, and we'll be spending some time on the beach in Florida and certainly maintaining our home here in Lorain County and serving in this region as well. So we've got lots of things on the list. We intend to attack retirement with the same kind of zest that we have working lifetime here in Lorain County.
Best way to do it.
Yeah,
right.
It's going to be great.
And,
it's all good.
Dr. Ballinger, if you could just speak to your time with Dr. Church and what he's meant to you.
Oh, boy. That's a huge question, Craig. It has been the most extraordinary experience of my professional life to have Dr. Church mentor me, to learn from him day in and day out. I get up every morning, have gotten up every morning, and have never felt like I'm going to a job or I'm going to work. It has been just beyond words, quite candidly. And so it's going to be so different with him not being there, but his guidance is with me side by side. So I could not be more excited about the opportunity to move forward. Many have asked me, well, how can I walk in his shoes? And so I've decided I'm not walking in his shoes at all. I am, recently I had the opportunity to go with Jane Rice to the NAACP in Lorain, and they presented me with a hat, and she said, it's not about walking in your own shoes, it's about wearing your own hat. So I plan on putting my difference and my touch on everything as well, and that's something that he has taught me.
And we wish you the best of luck in that endeavor.
Thank you, Craig. No doubt about that.
And Dr. Church, thank you for your cooperation and support. It's been a pleasure covering your term pretty much over the last 30 years as
well, right here at WEOL.
Yeah.
You guys have done a great job.
Phenomenal.
You know, I talked about this being the best-kept secret in Lorain County. You've helped us immeasurably change that image.
We appreciate that. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.